Now settle back as comfortably as you can. Close your eyes and listen to what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to make you aware of certain sensations in your body and then show you how you can reduce these sensations. First, direct your attention to your left arm, and your left hand in particular. Clench your left fist. Clench it tightly and study the tension in the hand and the forearm. Study those sensations of tension. And now let go. Relax the left hand and let it rest on the arm of the chair. And just note the difference between the tension and the relaxation. Once again now, clench your left hand into a fist, tightly. Notice the tension in the hand and in the forearm. Study that tension, and now let go. Let your fingers spread out, relaxed, and note the difference, once again, between the muscular tension and muscular relaxation. Now let's do the same with the right hand. Clench the right fist. Study that tension. And now relax. Relax the right fist. Note the difference once again between the tension and the relaxation. And enjoy the contrast. Once again now, clench the right fist, clench it tight, study the tension. And now relax the right fist. Let the fingers spread out comfortably. See if you can keep letting go a little bit more. Even though it seems as if you've let go as much as you possibly can, there always seems to be that extra bit of relaxation. Note the difference once again between the tension and the relaxation. Note the looseness beginning to develop in the left hand and the left arm, as well as the right hand and the right arm. Both your left and right arms and hands now are a little bit more relaxed. Now I'd like you to bend both your hands back at the wrists so that you tense the muscles in the back of the hand and in the forearm, fingers pointing toward the ceiling. Study the tension, and now relax. Let your hands return to their resting positions and note the difference between tension and relaxation. Do that once again, fingers pointing to the ceiling, feeling that tension in the backs of the hands and in the forearms. And now relax, just let go, further and further. Now clench both your hands into fists and bring them towards your shoulders so as to tighten your bicep muscles, the large muscles in the upper part of the arm. Feel the tension in the bicep muscles. And now relax. Let your arms drop down again to your sides and note the difference between the tension that was in your biceps and the relative relaxation that you feel now. Let's do that once again now. Clench both bicep muscles, bringing both arms up, trying to touch with your fists the respective shoulders. Study that tension. Hold it. Study it. And now relax. Once again, let the arms drop. Study the feelings of relaxation, a contrast between tension and relaxation. Just keep letting go of those muscles further and further. Now I'd like you to direct your attention to the shoulder area. Shrug your shoulders, bringing both shoulders up towards your ears, as if you wanted to touch your ears with your shoulders. And note the tension in your shoulders and up in your neck. Study that tension, hold it. And now relax. Let both shoulders return to a resting position. Just keep letting go further and further. Once again, note the contrast between the tension and the relaxation that's now spreading into your shoulder areas. Do that once again now. Bring both shoulders up as if to touch the ears. Feel the tension in the shoulders, in the upper back, in the neck. Study the tension in those muscles. And now relax. Just loosen those muscles. Let your shoulders come down into a resting position. And study the contrast once again between the tension and the relaxation. You can also learn to relax more completely the various muscles of your face. So what I want you to do now is to wrinkle up your forehead and brow. Wrinkle it until you feel all your forehead very much wrinkled, the muscles tense and the skin furrowed. And now relax. Smooth out the forehead. Let those muscles become loose. Do that once again. Wrinkle up your forehead. Study those tensions in the muscles above the eyes and the forehead region. And now smooth out your forehead. Just relax those muscles. And once again, note the contrast between the tension and the relaxation. Now I'd like you to close your eyes very tightly. Close them tightly so that you can feel tension all around your eyes and the many muscles that control the movements of your eyes. And now relax those muscles. Just let them relax, noting the difference between the tension and the relaxation. Do that once again now. Eyes tightly closed and study the tension. Hold it. And relax. Just let go and just let your eyes remain comfortably closed. Now clench your jaws. Bite your teeth together. Study the tension throughout the jaws. And relax your jaws now. Just let your lips part slightly and note the difference between tension and relaxation in your jaw area. Once again, jaws clenched. Study the tension. And now let go, further and further. Just continue to relax. Now I'd like you to purse your lips. Press your lips together tightly. That's right. Press them together and feel the tension all around the mouth. And now relax. Just relax those muscles around the mouth. And just let your chin rest comfortably. Once again now, press your lips together and study the tension around the mouth. Hold it. And now relax. Just let go of those muscles more and more, further and further. Note how much more loose the various muscles have perhaps become in those parts of the body that you have successively tensed and relaxed. Your hands, forearms, upper arms, your shoulders, and the various facial muscles as well. And now I'd like to turn our attention to your neck. I'd like you to press your head back against the surface on which it's resting. Press it back so that you can feel the tension, primarily in the back of the neck and in the upper back. Hold it, study it, and now let go. Just let your head rest comfortably now and enjoy the contrast between the tension that you created before and the greater relaxation that you can feel now. Just keep letting go further and further, more and more, to the best of your ability. Do that once again now. Head pressed back, study the tension, hold it. And now let go. Just relax, letting go further and further. Now I'd like you to bring your head forward and try to bury your chin into your chest. Feel the tension, especially in the front of your neck. And now relax. Let go further and further. Do that once again now. Chin buried into the chest. Hold it. And now relax. Just relax further and further. And now I'd like you to direct your attention to the muscles of your upper back. I'd like you to arch your back, arch it, sticking out your chest and stomach so that you can feel tension in your back, primarily in your upper back. Study that tension, and now relax. Just let the body once again rest against the back of the chair or the bed, and note the difference between the tension and the relaxation, just letting those muscles get more and more loose. Once again now, arch the back way up, study the tension, and hold it. And now relax the back once again, letting go of all the tension in those muscles. And now I'd like you to take a deep breath, filling your lungs, and hold it. Hold it and study the tension all through your chest and down into your stomach area. Study that tension and now relax. Just let go. Exhale and continue breathing as you were. Note that once again, you can tell the difference between the tension and the relaxation. Let's do that once again. Take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it. Study those tensions. Study them. Note the muscles tensing. Note the sensations. And now exhale and continue breathing as you were, very comfortably breathing, letting those muscles of the chest and some of the stomach just relax. Just let them get more and more relaxed each time that you exhale. Now I'd like you to tighten up the muscles in your stomach. Tense those stomach muscles and hold them. Make the stomach very hard. Now relax. Let those muscles become loose. Just let go and relax. Do that once again now. Tighten those stomach muscles and study the tension. And now relax. Just let go further and further, more and more. Loosen the tension. Get rid of the tension and note the contrast between that tension and the relaxation. I'd like you now to stretch both your legs. Stretch them so that you can feel tension in your thighs. Stretch them way out. And now relax. Let them relax and note the difference once again between tension in the thigh muscles and the relative relaxation that you can feel now. Do that once again, locking your knees, stretch out both legs so that you can feel the muscles in your thighs getting very hard and very tense. And now relax, just relax those muscles, let them get loose. Get rid of all the tension in the muscles of your thighs. I'd like you now to tense both your calf muscles by curling your toes. And as you curl your toes, you can feel the pulling, the tension, the contraction in your calf muscles and in your shins as well. And now relax. Just let the legs relax and note once again the difference between tension and relaxation. Once again now, curl your toes, study the tension, hold it, study it, and now let go. Just relax those muscles further and further, more and more deeply. And just as you've been directing your muscles to tense, you've also been directing them to relax or to loosen. You've noted the difference between tension and muscular relaxation. You can notice whether there is any tension in your muscles, and if there is, you can try to concentrate on that part and send messages to that muscle to loosen and to relax. And if you think of loosening that muscle, you will in fact be able to do so. Even if only just a little bit. And now as you sit there in the chair, I'm going to review the various muscle groups that we've covered. As I name each group, try to notice if there is any tension in those muscles. And if there is, try to concentrate on those muscles and send messages to them to relax and to loosen. Relax the muscles in your feet, ankles, and calves. shins, knees, thighs, and hips. Loosen the muscles of your lower body. Relax your stomach, waist, and lower back. Upper back, chest, and shoulders. Relax your upper arms, forearms, and hands, right to the tips of your fingers. Let the muscles of your throat and neck loosen. Relax your jaw and facial muscles. Let all the muscles of your body become loose. And now just sit quietly with your eyes closed. Do nothing more than that. Just sit quietly with your eyes closed for a few minutes. When you are ready to, you can count backwards from 5 to 1. And when you reach 1, open your eyes, stretch, switch off the tape recorder, and get ready to get on with your day.